now hear the scripture from the first letter of John. You know, the first letter of John is that letter where we find that God is love. And out of that passage, then, you hear a number of things about the lovingness of Christ. So I have two scriptures from the first letter of John, first from the first chapter. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is the light, is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And then from the second chapter of the first letter of John. Beloved, I am writing to you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new commandment that is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Whoever says, I am in the light, while hating a brother or sister, is still in the darkness. Whoever loves a brother or sister lives in the light, and in such a person there is no cause for stumbling. Here ends the good news of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now watch this video from the Christmas story.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yeah, pretty nice.
Yeah, did you get everything you wanted?
Almost.
Almost, huh? Well, that's life. Well, there's always next Christmas.
Yeah.
Hey, that's funny. What's that over there behind the desk?
Where?
Oh, behind the desk, against the wall over there. Why don't you go check it out?
Wait to try it out.
Do you not load it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Be careful. That's right. Careful. Oh, they run all over. Close her up. Close it up.
Can I try it out, Ma? Can I?
Okay, but outside. Oh, I still say those things are dangerous.
Ah, Christmas story. How many times did you watch a Christmas story over the Christmas holidays? If you turn on TBS, they had like a 24-hour marathon of a Christmas story. That's one of my favorite classics. I love the story of Ralphie and, you know, his quest for the Red Ryder air rifle. But, you know, poor Ralphie. You feel so bad for him sitting there with Mom and Dad after Christmas, you know, because Christmas was over. All the presents had been unwrapped. All the tissue paper was everywhere. You're sitting, and he didn't get what he wanted. You know, Christmas was over for him, but it wasn't really that satisfying. And I think sometimes we have that post-Christmas letdown. We build up and build up and build up this holiday to, I don't know, magnificent proportions. And we have this vision of what it's supposed to be like. And then all of a sudden, here we are on December 26th. The presents have been opened. The wrapping paper is everywhere. And nothing has really changed. Maybe we didn't get exactly what we wanted. Maybe the relatives still were a little annoying and stayed a little too long. You know, maybe the turkey didn't turn out the way it was supposed to. It was a little dry. But even, I don't know, more in the bigger picture, we're still the same people we were 2 days ago. The economy is still terrible. I mean, a lot of us are facing some financial issues this year. People maybe still unemployed and looking for a job. We're still at war. There are still soldiers I saw on the news yesterday who were leaving from DFW on Christmas Day to go to Afghanistan to fight in our names. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Here we are on December 26th, just like Ralphie saying Christmas is over. So what? Till Ralphie looked behind the tree. Ralphie got up and looked behind the tree. And when he looked behind the tree, he found what he had been dreaming about, what he had wanted more than anything in the world, that Red Ryder air rifle with the compass in the stock. He wanted it more than anything. It was beautiful. It is what he had dreamed of. So what about us? Do we look behind the tree? Can we look beyond the wrapping paper, beyond the bows, beyond the boxes, to see what's behind the tree, to see what's beyond the tree, to see what's beyond the commercial trappings of Christmas? Can we let Christmas continue? As I told the kids, this is the first day of Christmas for the 12 days of Christmas, but to me, even 12 days seems a little too short. Now, the stores are ready to move on. I was at Walgreens 2 days ago, and they already had Valentine's merchandise up at the stores. The world, this world, is going to tell us, move on. Time to move on. You've done Christmas. We've got that over with. Now let's go on. Where are we going? But we as Christians, we really can't move on just yet. I mean, how can we move on from the birth of our Savior? Christ didn't come into the world for one day to be kind to strangers, one day to do something nice for a neighbor, one day to mend fences with a relative, one day to work for peace and justice, one day to be generous. I don't believe that Christ came into the world for one day. Christ came into our world. God came down from heaven, entered into our world so that every day could be Christmas, so that we could live constantly with the presence of God in our lives. We've talked about the word Emmanuel. Jesus is called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God is not a distant God up in wherever God is supposed to be. Our God, a Christian God, is a God that is with us every day, going through every struggle that we're facing. As John's sermon on Christmas Eve talked about, we go through it with God. We are never alone. Christ is alive in us 365 days a year, more than the 12 days, more than the economy's Christmas season that seems to begin like July 1st these days. But every day we have a decision to make. Every day we have a choice to make whether or not we're going to walk with Christ in the light of Christ. As the scripture said, those who walk in the light of Christ walk with God. And how do we show that we're walking in the light of Christ? If we love our brother and our sister. Those who say they love God but hate their brother and sister are not walking in the light. But those who truly love and care for brother and sister are walking in the light of Christ every day. We as Christians are charged with that duty to be walking in the light of Christ and showing others what it means to walk in the light of Christ. You know, we are, many will say, a Christian nation. I don't believe that. I really don't think that's true anymore, because if we were a Christian nation, wouldn't we be seeing more evidence of people walking in the light of Christ every day? Maybe it was true at one point, but now I think people have lost sight of what it means to be part of the presence of God every day. I look back to when Jesus first came into the world. Nobody recognized him. Very few people recognized him. They didn't understand what it meant to have God living among them. And that's our task as Christians now is to show people still what it means to have God living among us every day. It means more than coming to church on Sunday. It really does. Having Christ in our lives every day means more than just saying a prayer before we eat, even if we say it in the middle of McDonald's. Living with Christ means more than that. It means more, I hate to say, than saying Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays. There was a big controversy this year about, and it's been going on for several years, this whole Merry Christmas versus Happy Holidays, but I don't believe that the mere fact of saying Merry Christmas makes me a Christian any more than wearing a cross around your neck makes you a Christian. What makes us Christians, what makes us truly people of God, is that we're walking in the light every day, treating every day as Christmas Day, loving our brother and sister in ways that God would have us love them. You know, I go back to this idea that, you know, I don't think we're really a Christian nation. I think people want to be a Christian nation. I truly do. I think people are longing for a relationship with Christ, but many people don't know what it means to have a relationship with Christ. They don't know what it means when we say these things like walking in the light, you know, loving our neighbor. We tend to make things really churchy. I think a lot of people are longing for that relationship but don't know how to get about it. And again, that's where we come in. Called to be the ambassadors to the world, called to take the message to the world, to show through our actions, if not our words, to show through the embodiment of Christ what it means to live in the light of Christ, to share the love of God, to offer hope to one another. We are called to be the ambassadors, the messengers. The angels came to the shepherds, these smelly, I figure they were smelly, illiterate, lowly guys out in the middle of the wilderness watching their sheep. Yesterday, my family went to see the movie True Grit, and if you haven't seen it, it was really I saw the original, but this one was very good, I thought. But these are the smelly, ugly, old cowboys out in the Indian territory of Oklahoma, you know, chasing after the bad guys. And I was thinking, these are like the shepherds long ago. These are not guys you would invite into your home. These are not men that you would sit down to Christmas dinner with. But guess what? That's who God picked. God picked them to be the messengers of the good news in the world. Why does God always pick the most unlikely people to be messengers of his good news? God never picks, I don't know, the president of the United States or the, celebrities. You know, God doesn't pick these beautiful, gorgeous people that everyone listens to. God picks the person in the street. God picks you. God has picked you, has chosen you. There's a reason you're here today on one of apparently the biggest shopping days of the year. I was surprised to hear that when I got up this morning. They said, well, the weather report, if you're getting ready to go out shopping, it's really cold. It's like, wait, if you're getting ready to go out to church, it's really cold too. There's a reason why you're here today. Maybe God has picked you to be a messenger of the good news to the world, to people who want to have a relationship with Christ. I understand there are people who don't. There are people out there who are perfectly fine without a relationship with Christ. That's their choice, but I think there are also people out there who want to have this relationship, and that's where we come in. If God revealed Christ to the lowest people, hopefully I don't smell as bad as the shepherds on that first Christmas, then I must be a worthy witness to what Christ is still doing in the world. Ralphie. Going back to Ralphie. I noticed something in watching that video just this time. I watched it several times over the last week. But did you see the look on his father's face when he found the gun? The look of joy, of excitement, of pride when his son found the gift. I have to imagine that's the way God looks at us when we find the gift. when we look behind the tree and finally find the real message and we internalize it, we take it as our own and we start to live as though it's real, I can imagine God smiling at us and looking at us with that same look that the Father had when Ralphie found the present, the gift behind the tree. So what's behind our tree? How are we going to keep it going? You know, we gave 325 children from Malvern got gifts from our church for Christmas time. That's great. That's great. 325 kids got a great Christmas because we helped. But they're still going to go back to school next week. And some of them don't have adequate shoes or winter coats or school supplies. Some of them don't have parents who can read to them at night, and they need reading tutors. The teachers still need help in reaching the students and providing all sorts of enrichment for them. Wow. 365 days a year. We gave gift cards to Samaritan Inn, which is wonderful because the gift cards can help the families at Samaritan Inn get back on their feet, go to Target and buy some things they need for their new apartment, buy some clothes for the kids. But they're still going to be homeless next month, perhaps. They're still going to need meals and new clothes and help finding jobs. Interview skills. I mean, you think of all the things you need. If you're homeless and you don't have a job, you don't know how to apply for a job. You've maybe never applied in a formal application. Think of all the skills you have that might be useful to someone who's at Samaritan Inn looking for work. Church giving. We have really stepped up the giving this month. I mean, we may not have met our goal, but everybody's come through and giving at Christmas. December is, what percentage of our giving is in December? Do you remember? 30% of our giving to this church is in December. Wow, that's great. But what about the other 365 days a year? I mean, there's just so many things like that. The little Salvation Army red pots that are out. I always drop a few, you know, dollars in the pot every time I see it in December. But I don't think to go to Salvation Army and give them my money in July. So think of it. There's just so many ways that we can let our light shine in the world and continue this gift that we've been given behind the tree. We are chosen to share the light to the world.